of Haiti. Well, he lives alfalfa some, and then he's just a prairie hay, prairie and alfalfa.
Does he ever get two cuttings a year on his prairie hay?
Well, he could, but he don't.
I was just wondering if they have any special term for that second cutting of hay.
No, they've had one piece out here that he tells me he's going to bale. That they didn't get the old crop off of it, and he went out there early and cut that off and baled it and sold it to a fella that wanted it. And now he's going to get another second cutting this fall, and I think he's going to bale that. He told me he had that to bale yet. He's going to make a pretty good hay. Our hay's running about 2 times an acre here this year.
Boy, that's a lot of hay.
And he baled 170 acres, I believe he said, 71 or 2 acres. He got 206 ton off of it.
Wow.
That run right at 3 tons an acre, you see. Of course, that about a ton and a half, as small as you'll get, and it'll run as high as 3 tons.
Right.
But it's something that I've never seen in all the time I've been here.
Isn't that strange? I wonder if it was the weather we had, or just what?
Well, we've had more rain in July this year, I think, than we've had a good many years right here. Uh-huh. Somebody told me this morning, we was talking, he said we'd had around 13 inches of rain in July. And that's an awful lot of rain.
Yeah, that's a lot of wet.
That's a lot of water.
In the early days, was hay ever gathered up in small gatherings out in the field, and then these small ones put into big stacks?
Well, we call it, where a fellow's short on hip, he shot this hay, you call it. That's what I reckon you mean.
Uh-huh.
Take a goat devil and bunch it up, and then take it and round it up, and then later on, all them put it into a stack.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have the equipment, but nowadays they don't think of that anymore.
You mentioned a go devil, Bill. Just what is that?
Well, we call it go devil. It's a thing about 10, 12 foot wide that you have a horse on each end of it.
Uh-huh.
And you take your shock, your rake, and rake your hay and winnows, and you take your go devil and just go down there. You get about a load, you hold 5 or 6 bales.
Uh-huh.
Then you push it to your baler. That's our old time balers, you know. And then there'd be a man on each side, just push that up there, and the man would push it down in there.
Oh, was it a triangular sort of a rig? So it
no, it's square, and it has a tongue out on each end. It's got teeth in it about 8 foot long.
Uh-huh.
And it just runs right out in front of the horse, and the horse learned to walk on each side of it. And you tie him to the lead pole that runs to that thing, and they'll just walk right around, and you put them just anywhere you want to.
Huh.
Push it up there and bale it hay in. But they've got away from all that stuff. They use side delivery rake now and a pickup baler and,
uh-huh.
and do it, well, about 5 or 6 times as fast as we used to.
Do it just about all at once.
Well, one man is all the man you need on the balers now.
Mm-hmm. One man to run them and one man to repair.
Well, son-in-law's got a pickup and he kicks the wire and about all he does is keep the men going. They have 2 machines. They cut up better than 100 tons in the day. They Ford machine 7 foot, and they drive them about 4 or 5 miles an hour on those days. And when they get through, lots of times they'll cut to 100 tons or 150 tons in one day.
Gee.
Of course, in where the ground's rougher and the hay's not quite so good, why it's less.
Would you have believed that possible 50 years ago?
Well, I've got a son that's in the drug business over here at Locust Grove, and he's about 41 years old. He's my youngest boy.
Uh-huh.